Did you ever think you would buy a butterfly net?
No.
TikTok leads us to the most crazy things ever.
It's true. I never would have thought I was walking into a Walmart to go buy a butterfly net.
Welcome to Biz Talk, where we talk to entrepreneurs, business owners, and brands who are using TikTok for business. And together, we bring you the top tips, insights, and secrets to skyrocket your TikTok account. So buckle up and get ready to become the next Biz Talker. Here's your host, Kyle Kaplanis.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Biz Talk for TikTok. You've seen her all over your For You page doing all sorts of careers. Her name is Natalie Rose. She's got 2.1 million followers. She is the CEO of Clearly She Is, a new career series that Natalie is featuring. We're going to dive into that because this was most likely by mistake. So I really have to hear this story. That has led to a serious virality success that Natalie has seen. She has 52.7 million likes over on the platform. And most of those probably contributed to this series that is happening. Natalie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm super excited.
A lot of us may have seen your channel because every career change that you have pops up on my For You page. I was so excited seeing what was happening there. Funny thing is, I saw the original video, which we'll deep dive, but I'd love to know your success story. Before this even kicked off, what were your intentions of coming to TikTok? Was it just for fun?
I had joined the app about the time when COVID started, simply for the reason of finding a creative outlet. I was doing a lot of community theater, and I had been casted into a play with the community theater, and it had gotten canceled because of COVID. So I turned to TikTok simply to just have some type of creative outlet. I was doing about what everybody else was doing, lip syncing to songs, dancing. And I had no intent of it going anywhere with my account at all.
So it was just like an escape outlet during COVID. We couldn't do our normal thing. So you're like, let me come here and share some things and just have fun with it. Your intentions were, I'm going to come here and go viral and gain 2.1 million followers on the app.
Correct. Yeah.
So you're doing normal videos, which I've scrolled through, and you're doing the typical TikTok things. But me and you both know TikTok has a really strange way of taking things and making it more. And you were smart because there's some people that miss those opportunities. Like, you could have just easily done that one video and that was it. But on, I believe it was July 15th, was the first video that you did with the sound, My Humps remix version. I believe that was a trend anyways, going around to that sound. And you were just jamming out with, it looked like maybe a coworker or a friend wearing some scrubs. So tell me about that video. That was just you having fun with the app, right?
Yes. I was with a friend and I looked at her and I said, I have this idea. It's only going to take you 9 seconds of your life. Do you want to be in this video with me? And she goes, sure. Yeah. And so I said, just dance awkward. I just want it to be cringe. I want you to dance like an old grandma. I want it to be really subtle movements and just move. And I just need you in the background. And one take, and we posted it. And the next day I had 1 million hits and I thought, whoa, what the heck? And that's when I started getting the comments. At first they were kind of inappropriate comments naturally, and people said, oh, it's always nurses that are hot. Why are the nurses always the one that have dump trucks, or she's got a dump truck? And it just was annoying. And so I ignored those comments.
Yeah.
But then it was one particular comment that someone had made. And they said something along the lines of, remember when you're a nurse and you're supposed to be saving people's lives, but instead you're at work making TikTok. Yeah. And I am not the type of person to feed into that type of
negativity.
I may kill them with kindness kind of person. I don't want to give them that attention. But for whatever reason, that comment just really squeaked my rubber ducky. I was so annoyed. And so I made a clapback video and in scrubs, different friend. And I just held up a sign, did the same dance. And I was like, I'm not a nurse.
I'm not a nurse. Yeah. So,
and it was at that moment when I saw how many people were interacting in comments. actually trying to guess what my job was. And there were some legitimate guesses, people saying she's in scrubs. She's not a nurse. Is she an ultrasound tech? Is she a dental hygienist? There were legitimate guesses, but then the funny comments came in and someone was like, no, she's a plumber or she's a janitor at high school. And I thought, holy crap, I could do something with this. And it was history. It just snowballed from that
point. Wow. The funny thing is when people do have virality and they get that viral success video, typically it comes with a slew of comments like positive and tons of negative. And I always tell people too, if you're getting negative comments that you're not usually getting, be grateful in a way because you've reached a new audience. Your video is going out there. So I tell people, look, stay positive with it and just ignore them, but just realize that your video is now reaching the masses because as society, we don't agree on everything. And there's some weird Karens out there on TikTok that will go through all your videos and be like, wow, yeah, thanks for being a nurse and not saving anybody making TikToks. And clearly just wearing scrubs doesn't mean anything. I was a respiratory therapist for years, so I wore scrubs all the time. And the interesting thing, I don't know why, but when people see scrubs and they're female, they go to nurse. When I would wear scrubs and people would see me, they would think I was a doctor. And I'm like, I'm a respiratory therapist and I could be a nurse as well. You could be a doctor too. I hate the stereotypical things that people think.
It shows how much sometimes people are in this box or they just assume doctor, nurse, doctor.
It's ridiculous.
And it was more so me making fun of the fact, well, I'm not a nurse. So there goes your theory.
And I don't want to give away any answers because I want your series to keep going. But were you wearing scrubs actually for your profession or were you wearing them for fun?
No, I was wearing them for my profession. Okay. And I will tell you this, people have guessed what I am.
Okay.
It just gets lost in the comments. There's nice. 10,000 comments per video. It just gets lost. And it's not so much about what I do anymore of people trying to guess what my actual job is. Maybe for some it is. Yeah. But it's more so now people trying to see what I can do next.
Exactly.
Figuring out.
Exactly. And that's really fun because like I said, you took this opportunity and you didn't miss it. There's a lot of people who I believe could have had some sort of interesting success and maybe they just left it at that one comment like you did, not a nurse. And then that was it. Like done, cut off. You could have went through the comments and just been like, oh, these are funny. Ha ha ha. Next video and went back to your normal thing. But you were like, wow, there's something interesting here. Let me try something else and just see what kind of response I get. And I think your next video was, the butterfly catcher. Which was funny.
I looked through those comments. I read every single comment.
And oh, wow. I
do something that was goofy and funny. And for whatever reason, that comment made me laugh so hard. I was thinking, oh my gosh, this person's creative. A full-time Lego sorter and part-time butterfly catcher. I went over to Walmart and bought a butterfly net and thought, okay, we're going to do this and see, just to get a bite, just to see if the followers would bite it. And
yeah, exactly.
Destroyed. And it just went from there.
Did you ever think you would buy a butterfly net?
No.
TikTok leads us to the most crazy things ever.
It's true. I never would have thought I was walking into a Walmart to go buy a butterfly net. But I've had a lot of people that I've been able to share these adventures and experiences with. So I've been able to laugh with whomever I'm with when I'm buying the butterfly net or asking a cop if he can do a video, things like that.
It's really crazy because each of your videos just go insanely viral. The original one is at like 12 million views, but then the response to saying I'm not a nurse has nearly 20 million. And it's not uncommon for you to hit over 20 million views on these, which is crazy. The population in Canada is like 30 million. So you're reaching the entire country with some of your videos, which is incredible. And sometimes do you see these and are just blown away?
In fact, I think, why? I have more positive followers than I have negative followers, right?
For sure.
And those positive followers are always so uplifting. And they say, we want to keep seeing your videos. You bring a certain light to TikTok. You bring a certain happiness. It just makes it easy for us to watch your videos. And I'm over here thinking to myself, like, I'm a loser. Why do you guys want to watch my stuff? I don't know. I'm still taking all of it in, and I'm still in that, holy crap, I'm so thankful, so grateful phase, which I hope that phase never goes away. I will always be thankful for this.
Yeah.
But I'm flabbergasted that people even care to follow.
I love that. Your humbleness, I'm sure, will definitely strive through, because you have this mentality now. I don't think that will go away. I think TikTok stars are becoming the new Hollywood celebrities that people are actually inspired by, because everyone's so taken back by you and are so in focused in what you're doing, is because you're a real person. Like how you just said, I'm a loser, but you're not. But people relate to you because you're just a normal person at home making TikToks with the community and sharing it with us on an authentic, fun level. And that is what people are honed in on. They enjoy those experiences. And that's why we're seeing so many TikTokers growing right now. And little focus going back to the celebrities. I feel like the celebrities that are current and being cool and talked about are those that are being authentic as well and coming to TikTok, right? So it's very interesting where we are. And I'm so grateful that people during this pandemic have somebody like you that they can live vicariously through and seeing what is she going to do next. It's binge watching episodes. And then finally there's a new weekly episode that they get to see. You're like a career show or something. But so
show where like undercover boss or something.
Exactly.
And see what was wrong within their company and stuff.
Yes.
I was like, man, I'm kind of testing out new careers and just
exactly
show for people now so they could maybe show interest in, oh, maybe I want to work here, want to work there.
Right. One of my biggest career that would be the coolest job in the whole world would be one that you go work at all these jobs and test them out and give a review, like a job review,
like
person.
A food critic, but a job critic.
Yeah, that'd be so cool. It would be so fun because there's some jobs that might be boring, but you go try them out and you realize, wow, this place is dope or whatever. But your career series led to not only being a butterfly catcher, but you've done all kinds of things like firefighter, police officer. Do people reach out to you from organizations, let's say the police officer one? Or did you have to find one and ask them, hey, can we make a video together?
Prior to where I am now, no one was reaching out to me.
Okay.
Now it's gotten to a point where obviously people are wanting to showcase their business and so forth. But prior to that, no. So the firefighter one, I will say that was my brother-in-law.
Okay.
And so I knew I had an easy access to get to a state. Get into a full dress down, and he was completely down for it.
Yeah.
But the police officer story is probably my favorite story to tell.
Oh, good.
I had no idea how I was going to ask a police officer to do it. So with COVID in my town, I guess all of the police officers can't congregate at once at the police station. So because of that, they're not there as frequently, they're out and about. Mm-hmm. So there were no police officers at the station. So what did I do? I got in my car and I started driving around town looking for a police car.
No way.
No way. Seriously. I was with my aunt and we're driving around, and sure enough, we found two cops who had pulled over a car, and they were in the middle of issuing a woman a ticket. But I pulled my car over to the side and we just hunkered down and we just waited for them to be done issuing this woman a ticket. The one police officer, he drove off so fast, but I hurried and got out of the car. I saw him walking back to his car and ran to the front of his car. And I said, excuse me, hi. And I introduced myself and I explained who I was, that I was a content creator and what I was trying to accomplish with this video. And I truly believe that what sold him on the idea was that I had done a video with a firefighter previously.
Okay.
And he goes, oh, you've already made a video with the fire station? And I said, yeah. And he says, what do you need? What do you need me to do?
Awesome.
Like a competition for him at that point, but he couldn't get the approval. We had to go to the station, get approval from the lieutenant. They had to look to make sure that
it was positive.
Passing their name onto my page was not going to be harm to their station, which I completely understand. And
totally.
approved it and we were good to go and we made the video. Cool. I do believe I got a very cool cop. I feel like I got the right person who was willing to be in the video. This police officer works with local high schools to go in.
Wow.
With the youth. I just got very fortunate. I got lucky. I got the right cop.
That's so cool. To me, that would be a sign I'm on the right journey right now, because that was such a positive experience, because it could have been anybody. Somebody could have been like, "What? Why are you stopping here? This was inappropriate for you to stop while I'm on a traffic stop, blah." They could have said all sorts of stuff, but I'm so grateful that they were saying, you know what? This is fun. Let's inspire the youth. And it was in a positive manner as well, showing that the police force can be fun as well. And I think that's really important for kids growing up to have that positivity for that particular career field, because we all seen it. I don't want to get controversial or anything, but sometimes police get bad rap with certain things that's happened. So I think that was really cool on their part as well, and show that they can have fun too. And being a cop isn't always about catching the bad guys, but it can be being positive in the community and bringing some joy to people's life. And I'm grateful that they were able to do that. Oh, that's a really cool story, because it's not like you just called down there. You like pulled over on a traffic stop and were like,
I drove around for a good like 15 minutes.
And you said your aunt was with you?
Yeah, she was the one driving and she goes, oh, there's two of them right there. And I said, no, don't bug them. And she's like, no, we're hunkering down. So we did and kept turning around looking, because I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it's illegal to follow fire trucks around town or follow police cars when they on calls. So I didn't want them to think that we were just trying to see what kind of gossip was going down.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I guess it's never been an issue for me to insert myself into people's lives. I have no problem getting turned down or someone telling me no. I just know to, okay, that's fine. I'll just move on to the next station, or I'll just ask the next person.
Yeah, exactly. I think in life we have to be like that, because we're going to get turned down all the time, but it doesn't mean no for the idea, if that makes sense. Just that person, just no for that moment. That's a great lesson right there for anybody listening that can apply to their life, is that sometimes in life we do get turned down, but just brush it off. Could be the next. And luckily in this situation, you didn't have to go to the next, but it's really interesting. And then your series does keep continuing on. You do all sorts of really interesting thing, from the police officer, and then you were a professional golfer over at Top Golf, was it?
Yeah, I did two golfing ones. One was at a country club, and then another one was that I worked for Top Golf.
Yes. So, Top Golf, I'm sure they reached out to you, did they?
Yes, Top Golf reached out to me. And what was fascinating with that is I was already planning on going to Top Golf the next weekend for my birthday. Oh, so Top Golf wanted me to come make a video, and I said, can you wait till next weekend? I'm actually going to be reserving a spot with you guys for my birthday. And then of course they said, we're just gonna let you have the best birthday ever here at Top Golf.
Right.
Basically gave us the night for free. They were a wonderful, wonderful company to work with. And they were very accommodating, and I love Top Golf. So it was easy to want to go do a video there.
100%. 100%. And I'm so grateful that they were like, heck no, like, you got to do this. We're going to give you the best birthday ever. And now, just because of that experience alone, because you love them, now you're a huge advocate because of that experience and wanting to be involved. And I think there's a lot of brands that can learn so much from TikTok right now, because there's tons that are involved with it. And are getting down into, you know, the nitty gritty of what TikTok culture looks like. And those ones are standing out. And there's a lot of brands that are not, though. They're like just not deep diving into what TikTok culture is and surrounding themselves with these people. And I think there's a missed opportunity there, a big time. And the funny thing is, one of your most recent collaborations that you've done is with the Detroit Lions. And before that reach out, though, I have to hand it to them as an NFL team. I think by far they're not my favorite team. Just saying, I'm a Las Vegas Raiders, you know, old Oakland. Right. But I do have to give it to them, because the fact that I see them all over the place, like they're commenting on people's things, they're just having fun with it. They understand the TikTok language, so I really have to hand it to them, because before I wasn't a Detroit Lion fan one bit. But now I'm a little bit of a fan, just the way they're handling themselves on social media. Take my hat off to them. And they've put their team on the radar for me to maybe, if they're not playing my team, I'll be rooting for them, which is really cool.
They are, I believe, one of the top five accounts on TikTok with the NFL that has one of the most amount of followers. And it is because they interact, and there are people who are Detroit Lion fans, and they respond to people's comments. Because of that, their followers freak out and they think, holy crap, Detroit Lions responded. But I actually got to meet the social media director who is in charge of that page and their Instagram. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's really good.
A round of applause for that person right now. Just because of the fact with marketing and everything like that, the person that's in your social seat is so critical, because especially during COVID, right now, we're all at home and we're focused on our digital aspects of what we have. Exactly. This right here is our life. This is our life. And everything is there. So our eyeballs are here. So as a marketing person or sitting in an office right now, where are the people at? Millions of people are on TikTok every day, just scrolling and scrolling. And that is the future. That is where everybody's going. In fact, there's even statistics now that the millennial Gen X are coming over. And I believe more than 40% of the app is people over the age of 35, which is insane. Like, insane. There's still people are thinking, ooh, is my audience there? Yeah, it's there. Yeah. And you really should be being involved in commenting, because like you said, the Detroit Lions, how they respond. As a human being, we love validation. We just do. It's part of our nature. We love being noticed. We love somebody just taking a second to say hello to us. And you were even a Starbucks barista in one of your videos. And one of their biggest success came from learning people's names. You probably have heard that before. Starbucks asks who you are. They shout your name out when your order's ready and they remember you and your order. You'll go back just for that alone, not necessarily the coffee, but just that validation of somebody recognizing you. So I think these brands can learn from the Detroit Lions on commenting and saying hello to their followers and their fans. Just a simple reply is all somebody would love.
No, absolutely. I agree with that. I have to be better at interacting with my comments myself. I feel I've tried to train myself into spending the first 10 minutes of my video being posted to take that time to respond to comments, because I believe that the first 10 minutes are the people who are my true followers, people who actually care about seeing the videos. And if I were to spend hours on hours responding to every single comment, I would go mental. I would go crazy. And so that's what I've trained myself to do. That's a hint to everybody. If you want me to respond to a comment, do it in the first 10 minutes it's posted.
Yeah. And it's no hate to you, because there's some people at home that might not be a content creator. So they feel like, oh, you don't respond to everybody, your shit or whatever. Because my daughter, she's got 2.4 million followers as well. And there was one time we did a challenge. We said, we're going to like every single comment. That video got 93,000 comments, 93,000 comments just because of that, because people were like, okay, it was like a challenge. TikTok was like, challenge accepted. We're commenting, right? So it turned out to be this thing. We did it though. We had to have six people logged in because it couldn't be just her. It was like 15 hours of six people straight doing it just to prove that we could do it. But never again would we do that, because it was just mentally draining and everything like that. And I think a lot of people forget that content creators are human beings. They're real people, like just like you and I. They have careers. They have things that they're doing. They have friends. They also have a mental capacity. Yeah. So people need to realize that it's important to take breaks as well. You can't be in the comments all day. You would drain yourself out, and then you wouldn't be able to make these videos for people to enjoy, because you'd be too stressed out and would be like, I'm giving up.
Not only that, I've been trying to post more on my Instagram. I'll tell you this. I hate posting on Instagram. I hate it. My assistant, Andrea, she has to remind me every single day. Did you post a story? Did you do this? Are you posting a reel yet? When are you getting your reels up? I'm like, oh, I feel like it's such a chore. I hate
it.
And I posted something the other day saying, another day, another plane, right? And I was sitting, I had my mask on in the plane, and I got so many hate comments from girls who were calling me the B word, telling me to just soak up the opportunity, stop complaining. And I was like, whoa, they're like, I can't believe you'd be complaining over this. And I was like, okay, first of all, I am very thankful for this opportunity. It doesn't change the fact that you don't enjoy sitting on a 4-hour flight. It doesn't change the fact that this is my fifth flight in a week that I've had to do. And it doesn't mean that I'm not grateful or I'm enjoying the experience. It's just a different kind of draining that you experience versus your day-to-day schedule type of draining. Like, got to get ready, got to brush my teeth, got to go to work, got to sit at a desk 7 hours, got to drive back home, got to make the 30-minute commute.
Right.
It's still draining. It's just a different kind of draining. Like, man, okay, I guess I really got to be careful what I say. And that's the kind of stuff where I start to just get turned off. Like,
I hear you. Yeah.
I've always said if TikTok becomes not fun for me, I have no problem going and deleting the app and being done with it. If it's not fun for me anymore, I will not put that mentally or emotionally on myself. That was the whole point of why I started it, was to have a creative outlet. And if it's not fun, then I'm not going to do it anymore.
No, totally. Cancel culture that developed during this TikTok phase is like hardcore cancel culture. And it really pisses me off because these people that come for people for the simplest things forget. And I remind people all the time, because one of my biggest passions is like reminding people that we're human, because we forget sometimes. But you're just a human being. You're allowed to have your opinion of saying, hey, traveling is tiring. It is. There's a lot of us haven't traveled in a long time. And I traveled to Miami recently. There was a TikTok versus YouTuber boxing event down there in Miami. Mm-hmm. So I went there because one of my creators, Michael Lee, was fighting in the event. And it was really cool to get out and escape. But when I got back, man, it took me a long time to recover, because I realized, wow, traveling, it's almost like rebuilding that muscle. It's been a while. And when you have to do it constantly, it is very draining. And there's some people out there that do travel for work that realize, they're like, man, I understand, Natalie. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. This is a lot. But it's crazy that cancel culture is out there. And it sucks, because as a creator, just like my daughter, she's always feeling like, can I post this? Should I say this? Like,
I have to be thinking that all the time, because my videos get taken down for the silliest things. And I know that's a whole TikTok robot.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Thing, but I have had to seriously think about my caption, the content I'm posting, which I think everybody should be wary of what they're posting. But I have just had to teach myself that I am not going to make everybody happy. There is always going to be something that somebody is going to complain about. And if I know what my truth is and what the intent from posting the content was, that's all that I can offer. And that's all I can give.
Absolutely. And I think that's really important for those that are listening. If they're looking to become a content creator, sometimes they have that fear of, am I going to be liked or not? Guess what? I'm just telling you right now, if you're afraid of being not liked, then don't create, because there's going to be lots of people that are not afraid to say things, but you have to just let go of that and understand your intentions. If you're there just to have fun or share knowledge of what you know, then that's all you really need to do, and just really filter out those negative people that are there. TikTok does have a feature where you can filter words that nobody can comment. So those of you that may not know that, you can go into your settings and you can put any words or phrases or anything in there that you do not want anybody to comment that might be triggering to you, that might make you not continue to doing these things. Because I think everybody has the opportunity to create, and we all have a story to share. So I'm always encouraging people, share your story, get on social media. You're going to connect to somebody. There's also going to be people that don't connect with you very well, that are not afraid to say something in the comments. But if you saw them on the street, guarantee you they wouldn't say it to your face. So you have to remind yourself that too. And for those that are content creators that are doing well, my hat's off to them as well, because it does take a toll, and we're human at the end of the day. You can say that you're having fun, but there's going to be moments where this is really hard for you, that question, am I still going to continue this? So I think it's really important. And I'm sure you have a support system. Do you have a lot of friends and family that are supporting you along this journey?
I've got the best village behind me. They are wonderful. They're amazing. I have the best support team. I have people in my life who push me and tell me to keep going when there are days when I say, I don't want to post a video today. I don't want to make it. I don't want to create content today. Like, heaven forbid, Natalie has a bad day. And they say, you got to keep going. You got to do this because you hit the nail on the head. You have a small window. You have an opportunity that's placed before you. Mm-hmm. And you either choose to jump on that wave and ride it out as long as you can, or you can sit back and complain about your life still being the way it is because you do nothing. Yeah. Nothing will happen if you keep doing nothing.
Exactly. So
I have to remind myself, no, keep going, keep doing it. It's fun when it's fun. And there are days where you have bad days, just like everybody else. But yes, I have the best support system behind me, willing to help me watch my dog for me when I have to fly somewhere or come and do behind the scene footage for me. My best friend, Andrea, she's my assistant. She's the one who helps me with behind the scene footage. She travels with me a lot and also helps me edit my videos and whatnot.
That's awesome. Typically, when I see creators that are growing into these big, huge success stars, is because they have a team behind them of support, because it's a tough game. Like I always say, it's a double-edged sword being viral, being successful, because you have all the positivity and then you have a lot more eyeballs that can hate on you and bring you down. And people, for some reason, their sick nature, they like to see people get brought down. But those of you that are out there that just don't have family support, because again, I've talked to creators that don't have that, remember that there's a community out there. Doesn't have to be family, doesn't have to be people you really even have met in your life. There's so much support out there for creators. I'm open. You can come find me. I'm always here to be able to help creators that just need that additional support, maybe plug them into the right people to stay positive and stay connected. Cause that's really important as a content creator for that mental health aspect, is for people to be able to talk about their feelings. And I love what you mentioned, that some days you just don't feel like posting. And I'm really trying to hone in on people and let them know it is okay to take a break. Like, it is okay to not post every day. Your community will be there. And if they leave because you didn't post them one day, they clearly weren't a fan. So it's okay.
3 days. It's been time proven again. I've had 3 days where I couldn't post. And guess what? They were still there. They're fine, guys. It's okay.
Exactly. Exactly. And if they're not there, then clearly they weren't impactful for you anyway. So don't be worried. I always tell people, even if you had five solid people, that's five solid people in your life. Like, who cares? Stop looking at the numbers. Try not to impress people. Just do what you want to do. Make it fun. Have great intentions for your posts. Natalie, I could talk to you for hours because I would love to go through every single one of these and hear all your stories. Maybe we can make that for another day, because there's going to be some interesting things coming up for you. I'm sure you have some plans in the works for some videos that all going to be excited about, because this series has now moved to more people reaching out. And I'm so excited to see what your next career is going to be in this series. And Natalie's in an Airbnb right now for everyone, and she's got to check out, but she messaged them and said, hey, I'm going to be late because she decided to do a podcast with me today. So I'm really grateful for that and her time, but I do want to be respectful of her time so she can get out of there. So Natalie, there's some people that may not know who you are, or seen any of your content, which I'm telling you guys right now, go and follow her and watch this series. But Natalie, how can people find you on social media?
Yeah, my handle is Napples, Napples on TikTok. And I have a link tree. You can find my Instagram on TikTok as well. It's Napples _. We also have a YouTube channel coming out with all of the behind footage for each video. And so if you go and subscribe, we'll start getting those uploaded for you guys.
Awesome. Those of you that are listening, I made it super simple. Go to the description notes of this podcast episode and I'll have that link tree in there so you can go follow Natalie and all her social medias. Thank you so much for the time. And those of you that are listening, I appreciate every single one of you that are listening each week to all these really cool TikTok success stories that we have on the channel. And if you could do me a favor, this would mean so much to me for putting in the time and putting these together for all of you. If you can go to your favorite podcast source that you're listening to right now, and if there's a review option, please leave a review for this podcast. We can continue making positive changes in people's lives and giving them all the insights they need to be able to help grow as a creator and stay positive. Natalie, again, thank you so much for your time today. And it was a ton of fun.
I loved it. Thanks so much for having me. Love what you're doing here and keep at it. It's really helpful for us creators.
Awesome.
Love this episode of Biz Talk? Let us know with a review. Also, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Follow us on TikTok at Biz Talker. Don't just be a TikToker, but become the next Biz Talker.